This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, meeting with you again as we do at this time each day, spending some time with God together. I hope that you're getting used to spending time with God each morning. I hope that our time with God together is just the beginning of your daily quiet time, and that you go further, either into the scripture that we're looking at, or into your own Bible reading plan or quiet time plan, and that God is beginning to reveal himself to you in a deeper and deeper way as you renew your mind. We're talking this week about knowing our enemy, Satan, and his schemes and plans against us, because we are aligned with his enemy, God. We've said that Satan often comes as an angel of light. He tries to deceive us, tries to get us to think that actually his way is the right way, as he tempts us to live independently of God. He comes at us through our mind. And the challenge of spiritual warfare is to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, to surrender your mind to God, as Jesus said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. To love God with all your mind. That's the battleground of your spiritual life. We have to guard what we put into our mind through the media and other things, what we allow to dwell in our minds. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he, Proverbs tells us. Well, we come now to looking more at this issue of temptation. It's such a battle for us, isn't it? Because within us is this sin principle, this sin nature that we've inherited from Adam, that causes us to want to align with sin in our lives, to want to live independently of God, to want to pursue pleasure at any spiritual cost. Paul describes it in Romans chapter 7. He says, we know that the law, God's moral principles, the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin. For that which I am doing, I don't understand. For I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. But if I do the very thing I do not wish to do, I agree with God's law, confessing that it is good. So now, no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which indwells me, this sin nature that hangs on inside of me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For the wishing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. Do you ever feel that way? For the good that I wish, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish. But if I am doing the very thing I do not wish, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me, that sin nature. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wishes to do good, for I joyfully agree with the law of God in the inner man. But I see this different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Well, the answer comes in the next chapter, the verses we looked at just a couple of days ago. Those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Where are you setting your mind? Are you setting it on the things of the flesh? Then no wonder your sin nature is dominating your life. Are you setting your mind on the things of the Spirit of God? Well then, you would be winning the spiritual battle in your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.